This is Bedard on Discipleship with Stephen Bedard.
Hello, it's Stephen Bedard, and I want to ask, what in the world is going on with the Christian church? I mean, seriously, what is going on? Just in the last couple of weeks, there have been so many stories about very prominent Christian leaders who have fallen in some way, or at least there are some major accusations against them, even if they may remain in their positions. We had, of course, Bruxy Cavey, where it was revealed that he was involved in some sexual abuse with a congregation member, and I've looked at that in some previous videos. But in addition to that, we had John MacArthur and revelations that back in the early 2000s that there was a case within his church of husband and wife that were in conflict, and it ended up that the husband was abusing their children, and he actually was guilty of child abuse, child sexual abuse as well, ended up in jail. But instead of calling him out for that, John MacArthur publicly shamed the wife and continued for years after, while he was in jail, to support and to side with the husband who had been found guilty of those things. And a lot of people are quite disappointed in John MacArthur there, that it seems he was more interested in taking a stand for male headship of the family than matters of justice for women and children and the church in general. And now, of course, with Hillsong, there's been all kinds of things going on. But Brian Houston, the founding pastor of Hillsong, has had to step down, and it's been revealed that there were some inappropriate things going on there. But the Hillsong story goes much deeper than that. There have been numerous high-ranking pastors who have been found guilty of different things. Carl Lentz was one of the most prominent there. And I don't know about you, but I'm really feeling this. And I think the thing that really stands out here is that we have such a wide range of theological traditions represented here. We have Bruxy Cavey, who is Anabaptist. We have John MacArthur, very conservative Reformed, and we have Brian Houston, charismatic Pentecostal. And so normally we would point to one of these traditions and say, well, you know, this is just part of the problem with that particular tradition, and it's just manifesting itself in this kind of abuse that's going on. But it is everywhere. And if we just go back just a few years, we have other people who have fallen in different ways. James McDonald, Mark Driscoll, Bill Hybels, Jean Vanier, and again, a fairly wide range of theological traditions there. Some of that was sexual abuse in nature. Sometimes it was other spiritual abuse that was going on. But it is going right across the church. And it's discouraging. Can we just say for a moment that this is really discouraging, that this is happening? We can no longer just point at, well, that's those people. They're the ones who are struggling with that. So what's going on, and how do we work through this? Well, I tend to not go so far as to say, well, this is all the mega church problem that's going on, because I know that these things happen within smaller churches. I know that there are small church pastors that have immoral activity, who are involved in an immoral sexual relationship with someone in their congregation, who have cheated their congregation of money, where there's spiritual abuse. These things happen in small churches all the time as well. But I really am beginning to think that even within the mega church context, And not just mega church, but more people, Christian leaders who have a very high platform and who are looked up to and almost worshipped, idolized. I think that they believe their own hype. I think that's part of what is going on. I don't want to say that I know exactly what is taking place for all of these individuals, but I think that there are some examples here that point to people getting caught up in what's going on around them. If enough people around you are saying you're awesome, you can do no wrong, and if you do wrong, we'll cover it up because you are so good and you are making things happen, then I think that is a huge temptation for people. And I think that that causes another problem. As I said, it happens in small churches, it happens in small organizations, but the celebrity pastor and the celebrity leader just adds a whole new layer to this. So what do we do? Can we just get rid of all celebrity leaders? Well, I just don't think that that's possible. If there's an organization that is growing, and it's growing seemingly because of the talents and the personality and whatever of a particular individual, those kind of things are naturally going to happen. And it is really hard for us to stop that. But I think that we can have more realistic understandings of who these people are, and to try as lay people or leaders outside of those organizations to not see them as the answer to everything, to not see them as mini messiahs who can save us from whatever it is that we're looking for. We need to do that. We need to avoid looking at them in this way. There also needs to be more accountability going on. And as sad as I am that all these stories are coming out, in another way, I'm actually kind of glad that the stories are coming out. I'm glad because it means that these things aren't being covered up anymore. I don't think that there is more abuse that's happening. I don't think that there's more sin within leadership circles that's happening. I think it's being talked about more. I think that there was a time that organizations and churches covered this stuff up, and now it is being brought out into the open, and it hurts. It's like ripping that Band-Aid off, and it is painful, but it needs to happen. We need to bring these stories up. People need to be reminded that what they think they can do secretly is never going to remain a secret. It's always going to come out, no matter how much they think that they are undercover. No matter how much they think everything is confidential, it is going to come up. People are going to find out. And people need to realize that and to avoid these things as much as they are able. And we need to provide a church culture in which we have a high standard for our leaders. Not to say that we fire anyone who stumbles in any way, but we have to say that there is no room for abusing authority. There is no room at all. And if that is beginning to happen, organizations need to stop it and remove that person from that position and move on. And that's hard to do. It is really hard to do. I do hope that we can get to a more healthy Christian church. And how that happens across denominations, I don't know. Other than that, we need to talk about it. And we need to stand firm for the victims. We need to speak out for the victims and say, you know what? This celebrity leader who has done something wrong, just because they're the ones that are bringing in the cash money and the donations, and they're the ones that are getting other celebrities involved, and they're the ones that are increasing the popularity of the organization of the church, they don't get the final say, and they don't get a pass just because they are the person who is at the top. The church is not meant to be that. The church is meant to be a group of believers loving each other and loving Jesus. And we need to put those things first, not how big our platform is, not how big our congregation can be, not how much money our organization can pull in terms of donations. Those are not the top things. And if we focus on what is right, maybe we can make a dent in what is going on. It's hard. I wish that these things were not happening. And I wish this was the last time that we would be talking about this. But I am sure, I have no doubt that within the next 6 months, there's going to be another major fall of someone. This is not a prophecy. This is just me seeing the way things have gone. There are leaders out there that probably you're idolizing right now that you're thinking, they have it. They are the ones that I need to look up to. I need to model myself after them and be like them, and then I can be successful in ministry. And that person is going to fall in some way. Some revelation is going to come out that they did something wrong, whether it was to do with sex or with money or abusing authority in some way. It's going to come out. And I wish that wasn't the case. We need to pray for the church, the whole church, not just our corner of the kingdom, but the entire church. And we need to do what we can to hold people accountable and stand firm for what is right. Sorry that I had to talk about all this, but I think that it is important. And I appreciate you listening to me vent about this, and I would love to hear what you have to say. Thank you for watching, and God bless.